Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all. This is Robert Rogers, your host of the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. I'm the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004, and since that wonderful year, I have provided support, information, and resources to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, as well as their family members. I want to say at the outset, a fascinating show today. One of the huge challenges that has confronted a number of individuals is they have problems with symptoms, and they tend to try one natural therapy after another, and they really get very frustrated. The therapies help a little bit, and they feel like they're making slow progress, but still there seems to be no real resolution at any point in time. So I'm always scouring the universe, and I do mean in all countries, for new possibilities, new technologies, new ideas, or even old ideas that all of a sudden have come to my attention. So as you probably know, for those of you who have been listening to my radio shows over the years, we really open up our vision to any possibility, any technology, no matter what it is. So there are no constraints about what I'm interested in exploring. And, of course, I might also mention that some of these technologies, and in fact quite a few that we have introduced to the Parkinson's community, have become standard now. So people are using these as a matter of course. They have become one of their primary or the primary therapy that is providing sustained relief from their symptoms. So I do have now a brand new technology to me, I might say. I don't think this is new to other people, but it's new to me, and I suspect it's new to many of you who are listening to this radio program today. The technology is called NES Health, and I have recruited, I'm proud to say, a guest who has just been certified and using this particular technology. So when I say this is a new technology, I do want to repeat and emphasize it is certainly new to the Parkinson's community. We have very limited evidence in terms of its effectiveness, but I have an intuition that it might really be a wonderful opportunity for people to be able to heal in the body what needs to be healed first. So just as a heads up, one of the issues that people confront is they might discover, for example, that they have an issue with mercury contamination. They go to their doctor, and their doctor prescribes some herbs or other detox protocols. They begin taking those. First of all, they get very sick for weeks, if not months, and then they don't really feel better as a result. So the real issue in terms of healing turns on the issue of what needs to be addressed first. What does the body need to heal first? And so it's really a sequence of issues that need to be addressed. Well, how do you figure that out? Obviously, most doctors don't really address that aspect of healing the way it needs to be addressed. Well, my guest knows a great deal about what's involved with this because she's just been certified and trained in this new technology, NES Health. And so I want to welcome my guest today to the radio show, Margaret Wilson. Margaret, thank you from the bottom of my heart and from the thousands of listeners for taking the time to be a guest on the radio show today.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's such a pleasure to be talking about this subject. It is so fascinating. I hope I do it justice and get that across. So, I've always been interested in what makes the body tick. And, of course, in college, you know, I got to study a lot about the physical body, but later learned that there's a lot more to the body. And starting in the 90s, I started taking all kinds of courses in alternative healing modalities, began to practice them, and I've been doing that since the 90s. And recently, you know, a few years ago, settled into a couple of them that I really, you know, think highly of, and I've been enjoying practicing them. All of the modalities I've practiced have to do with working with the body's information system. So the previous modality, which I still do practice, and I get very good results with that too, is biophoton therapy, which also works with the information system of the body. So I want to make a distinction between working with the body itself, which Western medicine does very well in many areas, and working with the information system of the body that runs the body. So there's a distinction between them. And all the modalities that I have been interested in work with the information system of the body alone. We do nothing to the body itself. So I just want to make that clear. And so usually, you know, in working with the information system of the body means like working with a computer that runs the factory. If you think about, let's say, a tomato canning factory, right? How do the cans know to be at the right place at the right time so that when the spout drops a bunch of tomatoes, it falls into the can? Obviously, there's a computer system that runs it so that everything's coordinated properly. We don't often think about this, that our bodies are exactly the same. Every chemical reaction, every component of the chemical reaction has to be at the right place at the right time, and the reaction has to be initiated at the right time. So there is a very complicated energetic system that runs all this. So this is what we're beginning to become more interested in and understand that this is how it works, whereas we were kind of very general about, you know, learning about how the system works. So the biophoton therapy system that I've been working with for about 7 years accomplishes it by restoring integrity to the overall system by removing disturbing factors that are preventing, you know, the information transfer to take place properly and so on. But it works beautifully. We've gotten very good results. But I consider it a blunt tool now. Because having been introduced to the NEST system, there is so much more we can do, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. Any questions so far, Robert?
Well, that's a fascinating preview, Margaret. It sounds like what you're saying is that the information system in the body obviously is very complex, and if you think of it as analogous to the way a computer functions, it's as if people who are struggling with many neurological challenges have an information system that is a bit scrambled. And so
yes,
the information
system
really gets distorted, and the body can't quite figure out what needs to happen next.
Right. And that's, I think you made a very good point. That's the whole point about any kind of disease. It isn't just for neurological disease. Any kind of disease really represents at its core the inability for information to get to the right place at the right time or that tissue to be energized properly. So in any physical system, you always ask the question, what is powering this system, right? So in the case of the human body field, we have, well, let's not go into that yet. This is already, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So NEST system came about through the work of a man called Peter Fraser. He was an Australian acupuncturist and acupuncture professor and director of the college. And he worked with these concepts a lot for many years and wondered why there was a division between Western medicine and Eastern medicine. They just don't seem to interface very well. Each one has its strengths, but then its weaknesses too, and he felt that there should be one medicine, not two. So he initiated some very detailed, painstaking research way back in the 70s or 80s, and for 30 years he accumulated a huge amount of data about, you know, which part of the bodies interact well with, you know, which toxins, which chemicals, which nutrients. He collected a lot of information, which really didn't add up to much for a long time until he became interested in the physics of it and found a theoretical context in which this all fit. And he found that in Milo Wolf's space resonance theory, which provided all of the physics that made sense and fit together. Now, I'm not a physicist. I'm not going to be very good at explaining it, so I'm not going to try. But if you take a look at the book that I recommend, Peter Fraser's Decoding the Human Body Field, and the other book called Energy and Information in Nature, the explanations are incredibly good. So I highly recommend you read those. But the gist of it is that he found the physics that makes all of this information work. And he found the physics that can then unify the field of, you know, Western medicine and Eastern medicine. So having done that, I believe he initiated a 21st century revolution, a healthcare revolution. I mean, it's no less than that. And I'll try to tell you why. So as he discovered, you know, the substructures of the human body field, because all of this came alive and presented this picture of the anatomy, basically, of the entire field of the human body that runs the human body. He began to study these substructures and found out that there were, you know, the driver fields, of which there are 16, there are 12 energetic integrator fields, there are the, you know, energetic terrains, energetic stars, and so on. So he began to differentiate all these different substructures that run the human body field. And not only that, but he was able to find ways of providing missing information or distorted information and be able to restore these fields to integrity. And if he, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. He did. And later on, he came up with a way of scanning the human body field to see what, which drivers or integrators and so on are needing help. And then this is the system that we now know as the NESS health system. Now, did you have any questions about so far?
What a fascinating preview and background of the NES health system. Margaret, I want to, for listeners, just to make sure that you, as listeners, understand that we have actually introduced two very separate and different technologies so far. The emphasis in this particular show is on NES health. Margaret is also a practitioner of biontology or biophoton therapy. The very different technologies that use different kinds of approaches. For those of you that like to have a full and rich preview of biontology, or again, biophoton therapy, I interviewed the inventor of the Shiren, which is what is used by biophoton therapists, in 2012 on the radio show. As you know, all the shows are archived, so you can listen to a full presentation by Johann Boswinkel of his discovery of what he invented in the sense of the Shiren. I actually went down to California and received treatment from Johann, and I recorded live my treatment from him. So you get a real sense of exactly the technology that's used. And so what Margaret Wilson initially explained is that she also became a person who actually offers biontology or biophoton therapy to her clients, but that more recently she's been certified in the NES health technology, which she finds is a boost up from using the actual biophoton therapy. So before we skip over to basically elaborating on NES health technology, Margaret, could you also say just a little bit about what you do when a client comes to you and wants to receive the biophoton therapy or the biontology therapy? What's really involved with that?
Yes, I will. And actually, that brought up a good point. Biophoton therapy works really beautifully, and it has. I've used it for the last 7 years, and it's. I've done some great things. Well, you know, wonderful things with it. What I find, though, it works best for people whose healing ability is intact. That means people who are a little bit out of, you know, their health is not perfect, or they may even be pretty sick, but their healing ability is very good. For those people, biophoton therapy is very, very good. And it's a short-term therapy. It gets results very quickly. But this is really the question of why I began to ask questions about what can be done about people whose healing ability itself is a little bit frayed. For those people, biophoton therapy seems to, you know, give them the impetus to mount a wonderful attempt at healing, but then nothing really happens. They just go back to the way they were. And so that made me ask the question, what else can be done about it? So to get back to your questions, though, about what I do with the biophoton therapy when people come in for that, I first assess what is the state of their healing abilities, their innate intelligence. Is it still working well? Can they help themselves? You know, once everything is said and done and we do the therapies, will their bodies be able to implement the therapy and heal themselves? Because all we ever do with any therapy is remove the obstacles to the healing that the person just couldn't do on their own. So when you remove them, the assumption is their bodies will be able to help themselves. So this is the question that I most want to answer when somebody comes to see me. Can this person heal by taking out the negative information? Will they be able to complete the healing? So the answer for some people is no, they can't. In that case, then I want to work with NESS with them, because the NESS system can put together their very self-healing ability from the ground up when it's not quite integral. And that's now, why I'm so impressed with the NESS system, because we can do things that we could not do before with even powerful technologies like biophoton therapy. Yes, go ahead.
Now, we're using the words biophoton therapy and the words biontology in a rather perhaps difficult to understand way for listeners. So just to get really practical before we go to the NESS system, when you find out that the assessment suggests that the biophoton therapy will be very useful and instructive for a person, what does a person really experience? Most people are used to going to a massage therapy, they're being touched, or they're going to an acupuncturist and they've got needles that are being stuck into them, or they go to a naturopath doctor and the doctor gives them supplements, or they go to a homeopathic practitioner and they give them vials of little drops that they need to take. Do you do any of those kinds of therapies for people when you actually administer biontology or biophoton therapy to them?
That's a good question. Yes, well, when someone comes to me for biophoton therapy, and I actually do biophoton therapy with them, the first stage is we measure all of their acupuncture points or their vole acupuncture points on the hands and feet and take an assessment of which ones are out of order. And that paints a picture for us as to what is going on with the person's body field. And it gives us an idea of what kinds of disturbing factors there are, what kinds of, you know, pathogens may be working with them, or toxins and so on. And so we actually identify the frequencies that are disturbing them and then remove it by giving the equal and opposite frequency with the light frequencies with biophotons. So there are two stages to the biophoton therapy. One is the measurement and the assessment. And once we assess what's going on and we identify the culprits of what the negative energies that we don't want in the body field, then we remove them by giving them the equal and opposite frequencies of that through the light rods, which they hold in their hands. So that technology is administered through glass rods, optical glass rods. So, and then it gives them the frequencies that will neutralize those and enhance the frequencies that we want to enhance. So they sit
now,
there for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you get the therapy with those light rods. So in terms of the assessment, in terms of the assessment, are you poking at the person? Does it hurt? What's exactly involved when you're doing the initial assessment?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's absolutely no pain or poking involved. We just touch them with the electrical rods, which then makes a sound depending on whether the point we're touching is resonant or not. And if it's not, it makes an off sound. That's how we can tell it's not working very well. And then that tells us that there's something we need to do to counteract whatever may be disturbing that point. And that's how we identify what kinds of frequencies are disturbing them and be able to remove them.
So in summary, that particular approach doesn't involve liquids or medicines or any kind of intervention in the body as a surgery might do. It's not painful. It's all done with light. So I know, listeners, you've probably heard about sound therapy, and you certainly know about a lot of medicines that are used to help people get relief from symptoms. Well, this particular approach is really, as I see it, one of the approaches that's going to become more standard practice in hospitals, and that is to do diagnostic assessments with light and then use light to be able to help the body get back into full balance and health. So that's called, again, there are two words that are used, biontology and or biophoton therapy. There are several hundred practitioners throughout the, not only United States, but I think the globe who actually do this particular technology. Researchers are spending quite a bit of time in universities understanding more about how this particular technology can be applied. So before, again, Margaret, we get into an elaboration of NES Health, if somebody is interested in getting a treatment from you that would be a biontology or biophoton therapy, or at least get an assessment from you of whether or not that would be useful, what is your website address?
My website is www.biophotontherapyusa.com.
And so what I want to now do is to shift over to the more focused interest of this particular radio show, which is this technology that is called NES Health. So I'll spell those, give you acronyms for those letters, N as in Nancy, E as in energy, S as in system. So let me ask you, Margaret, are there actual words that are tied to NES?
Well, NES Health, there is integrators, energetic drivers, energetic stars. I think all of those would produce results. Infoceutical is another big one. And My Health, which is an instrument that a person can apply to themselves.
Well, quite fascinating. And so for NES Health, for people who are listening, does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. Actually, it's so simple. When the actual therapy part is amazingly not even noticeable. But let me back up and just talk a little bit about how we even get there, okay?
Great.
Okay. So the NES Health, as I said, works with the information system of the body only. We're trying to identify the structures, the energetic structures that aren't working very well or where information transfer is not happening very well, and identify those, and then we have to have a way of correcting that. And this is the brilliance of what Peter Fraser came up with. He came up with a way of encoding pure information on liquids. The base of all of the NES infoceuticals is the same liquid. It's water with certain minerals that basically provide the base on which information, magnetic information, can be imprinted. And he has found, he has this very proprietary process that involves, you know, high energy electron beams, and I don't know, it's proprietary. I don't know exactly what goes on in there, but I know that it involves some very different kind of imprinting. So having found this process of imprinting pure information, the way you would imprint information on a tape player, how we used to use tape players for sound, that's exactly the same way, but it's imprinted in water. So he found a way of imprinting the correct information on water. So we have these little bottles with droppers, and each bottle, you know, the different bottles for different infaceuticals, and the different infaceuticals are for restoring integrity to the different energetic drivers and integrators and so on. So Peter had to come up with a way of, first of all, scanning the human body field to compare it with an ideally functioning human body field, and then to note which energetic structures need help and in what order, in the order that the body prefers, because the body definitely has a preference about what to fix first and what to fix next. So Peter found a way of scanning the human body field to identify the structures that needed help, and a way to provide the correct information directly in the form of pure information to those structures. There is a little mouse. It's actually a big mouse, and they actually call it a rat, and that's connected to the computer. It could be your computer if you own your own rat. They're very inexpensive and can be ordered all over the world and used from all over the world. You don't even have to come to any offices. So you put your hand on the rat, the computer sends frequencies that are inquiring about the human body field that's in front of it, in other words, you. So the computer sends the frequencies to probe your body field to find out, and that is not painful, to find out what is going on and what energetic structures are not working properly. Then, after the scan is over, which only lasts about, you know, 10, 15, 20 seconds, then we look at the screens, and there are about 10 of them or so, and each screen identifies certain aspects. So there's a screen for all the energetic integrators, for example. And you will see if one of them requires attention and is wanting help, it'll be red or orange. Or if it doesn't require any immediate attention, it'll be blue or yellow or not at all colored. So we look for the reds and oranges that tell you that this energetic integrator needs help. So let me, So once we identify the integrators and the drivers and so on that need help, then we know exactly which infaceuticals are needed for that person. For each scan cycle, which is about a month, the person will go home with, anywhere from 3 to 6 infaceuticals. And during the month, they'll put about, you know, either 3 or 6 or 9 or 15 drops in a little bit of water, let's say a quarter cup of water, and drink that down. It has absolutely no flavor. It is completely non-intrusive because that's all you're doing is drinking a little bit of water. But the information that you are drinking goes directly to work on that particular energetic driver or integrator and so on. And we have to take those infaceuticals in the order that is the highest priority for the body. So first we take the energetic drivers, then the integrators, and so on. So far, so good? Any questions?
No. What a fascinating preview of what's involved. So let's do this, Margaret. As I have told you before the radio show aired, I'm interested in doing this therapy for myself. So let me just be one of your clients and ask you a whole series of very specific questions about how I get this done.
Sure.
So it sounds like I need a rat. Is that spelled R-A-T? Rat?
Well, that's what I call it, and I've heard it called rat. So, yes, let's call it a rat.
How do I get the rat?
Oh, you can just let me know, and I'll send you one. And, you know, they're very inexpensive. Once you have one, you can keep having and doing your scans.
So I get the rat, probably some instructions, and I hook it there into my computer. Can you hook it into a smartphone?
No, you. I don't believe you can. It's best to have a computer. Maybe in the future you'll be able to.
Yes, I'm sure it'll probably be able to be hooked into a smartphone in another year or two. So you mentioned screens, fascinating screens with different colors that gave you information about what needs to be attended to first. Now, do I see that information or do you just see that information?
Well, that's a very good question. Yes, you can see it because what I usually do with my remote clients, I will send them screenshots of each of their screens plus information about each of the screen items that came up, and they can read all about what came up and what's going on and what that implies about the functioning of their bodies. So it's, yes, you can, you will definitely see what's on your screenshot. Better yet, in about a month or so, all of this will be in the cloud so that you will always automatically be able to access anything that was done with a scan. So you'll have all your information.
How wonderful. So I've got my rat that you sent to me, and I plug it into my computer, but don't I have to have some program that allows my computer to scan?
Yeah, it's just a very simple, I don't know how simple, but it's very simple to install in your computer, yes.
And you send that program to me as well?
I send that to you.
Okay, so I get the scan and there are instructions on how I send my scan results to you?
Yes, you just email it to me. Actually, it'll go on the portal and then I'll get an email saying that I have a scan waiting to be seen. So
what we're really then fleshing out for listeners is I am in Olympia, Washington. Margaret, you are not. You are located in Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Or Minneapolis.
Right.
All right. So a person who lives in Minneapolis could certainly go directly to your clinic and get this particular work done face-to-face with you. But a person who lives in New York City or Paris, France, or London, England, they can basically get this done at long distance. Is that correct?
Exactly. They will do their own scan and send it to me, and I will send them the infoceuticals they need. That's how that works with remote clients.
Great. So I know, for speaking for myself, I'm curious because I'd love to see the charts. So I look at the charts, and then I wait in the mail to receive these. Is it several bottles or one bottle of basically looks like water that you send to me in the
mail? Yeah, it basically is water. It looks like water, and it's anywhere between 3 and 6 bottles.
Ah, and you give me instructions on how many drops and exactly how to do that, and I start doing that every day for a month?
Yes, about a month. Now, if you're starting out slowly, because these pack a punch, they, once the information in your body, that the information that's running your body begins to change, there are healing reactions. Your body adjusts with all kinds of evidence. I mean, it's just very... it's very, very noticeable. So we want to manage that well. We want to manage it so that as you're taking the infoceuticals, you're taking just the number of drops that your body needs to implement that change, but not so much that you are having, you know, really intolerable healing reactions. They can be very strong. So we want to manage that. And so that's between you and I. We have to arrive at the number of drops. Now let me say something about the number of drops that are taken. The information is fractal in nature. So when you take 3 drops of something, you're getting a certain amount of information. when you take 6 drops of something, you're getting a whole lot of more information. If you're getting 4 drops of something, you're getting the same information as you're getting with 3 drops. So there's nothing in between 3 and 6. If you're taking 8 drops, that's the same as 6 drops. It's only when you get to 9 that is the next step above. So the progression in increasing information goes from 3, 6, 9, 15, and 28 is the top for some people. Not too many people need that. So you are going to be taking 3 or 6 or 9 drops or 15 drops. Mostly it's 9 or 15 drops that people take. If you take anything in between, you're really wasting drops. It's the same as the next number below.
Mm-hmm. So to now review the process that's involved, I contact you, you send me the rat, I put my hand into the rat, and I do a scan. It takes about 15 or 20 seconds. I send or email you the results of my scan. You do the scan, you do the analysis, and then send the, at this point, the tables or the results back to me because I'm curious to see what it says. And then in the snail mail, maybe a week or two or later, I receive the drops. I begin to take the drops as you instruct me to take them. And let's say now I'm taking 9 drops of one particular bottle, 6 drops from another, et cetera, et cetera. And yet after 2 or 3 days, I feel absolutely listless. I have no energy. I'm totally fatigued. I have a big headache. What do? I call you up, and what happens then?
Yes, well, one thing you can do is reduce one of the drops that is most likely doing that to a little bit less so that, you know, you can tolerate the symptoms. You know, we do want a little bit of something going on, a little bit of symptoms, but we don't want it to interfere with our lives to the point where we're miserable. So that's one thing you can do, is cut back. Maybe if you're taking 9 drops of something, cut it back to 6, or even maybe skip a day and then take, you know, 6 drops the next day. So that needs to be managed, and you need to be, you know, paying attention to that to see what would work best. Another thing is that if you are feeling extremely tired, the best thing for that is the number one driver, which is source driver. The source driver is the driver that powers all the other drivers and all the other fields. And so when people start taking a little bit of that in addition, or it may have come up as part of their scan, in which case they can increase the drops of that, then all of a sudden they find they have plenty of energy. So that's another thing that you could do with it. So there's different ways of managing it so that during the 8, 9, 10 months that you're doing this process, you know, you're not feeling miserable the entire time. That's not the point. So we want to see just enough happening that there is change going on, and you know that, and not so much that you're incapacitated by your symptoms, by your healing reactions.
The purpose of this, then, is not to suppress symptoms, so that the idea would be when I take the drops, my expectation is not that I'm going to feel instantly a whole lot better. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I don't want anybody going into this feeling that, oh, once I take this in a month, I'll be all fixed up. This is a process, remember, that's putting together, back together, your body's energetic structures that control your physical body. So we want to make those energetic structures work well. There's a process, and there's a process you have to experience and go through. And having done that, a year later, you'll come out in a whole different place. But until then, I tell people to not expect, you know, miraculous things happening to them all of a sudden, unless they do. If they do, that's great. But I don't want people expecting them. And sometimes it does happen. People's energy improves tremendously, especially with the help of this particular infoceutical, but other ways too. You know, bowel habits change completely. The emotional state of the person may change completely. all kinds of empowerment, you know, things they couldn't do before emotionally or mentally or whatever. There's many, many that things that change. People's thyroid starts working well, so they have to start cutting back with the help of their doctors, their thyroid medication or blood pressure, things like that. There's all kinds of changes that happen. But I don't want people expecting to all of a sudden say, okay, I'm well now, I'm done. And I want to be able to say that at the end of the first, second, third month. Usually about the fourth, fifth month, the changes become very noticeable. And before that, there are many different things that people will notice. But I really want to caution people that don't ever embark on this kind of thing, on this particular technology, thinking that it's going to be an instant fix. And we're definitely not there to suppress symptoms. And that's when usually people can feel better instantly when their symptoms are being suppressed. But we don't want that. We want the body to act out whatever it needs to act out because there's a reason for it.
I've heard you mention now several times 9 months or maybe even a year. So now, as I'm thinking, I've gotten this one scan done. I've sent it to you. I've got my drops. I'm guessing, taking those drops for an entire year. I probably have to do a second scan, maybe a third, maybe a fourth. How does that work exactly?
Exactly. That's why you have the rat with you. So once a month, when you run out of the nutraceuticals you have for the month, then you give yourself another scan, which takes another 10, 15 seconds, and you send that scan to me. So that's maybe once a month. It may have taken a little longer to finish your nutraceuticals. Maybe it's every 5 weeks. It doesn't matter. But when you're done with the nutraceuticals you have, then you do your next scan. And as soon as you're done with the next one, that's when you do your next scan. So in the space of 8-9 months, you'll probably do about 7-8 scans.
Well, let's get down to the details then of how I would need to actually make this happen for myself. How much does this cost?
Well, the nutraceuticals cost $27, and the scans cost $75. So let's say every month you need 4 nutraceuticals and the scan, so that comes to about $183 or so. And that's every month or every 5 weeks or so for the duration of the 9 months to a year.
And the cost of the rat, I have to pay extra for that, I assume?
Yeah, that's $90. That's a one-time charge.
And so, again, for myself and for listeners, what would I need to think about having to commit in terms of cost just to get started? It would be about $183 plus $90?
Yeah, 183 times, let's say, 9, 10 months, and plus the $90. So you do the math.
Okay, so it really is a serious commitment, but it's one that's going to allow my body to come back into balance eventually. At least that's the plan.
Exactly.
So let's now that we've got the details down of the functionality of how this works, especially for people who are interested in reaching out long distance. I know listeners would be interested to know, okay, what about any evidence that we have for people who are using this with Parkinson's symptoms? And, of course, this is new. We have very little evidence. But I understand you are working with several clients. So tell us more about your experience with people who have neurological challenges using this technology.
I can tell you a little bit. I can tell you about the little things that they see changing here and there. I don't know that, so far we can say that there's any big neurological changes that have been happening, but it's the kinds of changes that other people notice as they're going through in their third or fourth month. And that's really all I have, the only history I have with people. I don't have people that have been on it for a long time. So it's very much the same as anyone else. They're noticing this and that, and they have the achiness or they have the tiredness, and then they back away or they add the source to give them more energy, and they feel much better. And so it's the ups and downs. So far, I'm only in the ups and downs stage. I cannot say that I've had definitive success with a particular person with Parkinson's. So I don't want to give that impression. But in theory, this is putting back the self-healing mechanism of the person and correcting the misinformation that is running the body and causing havoc or trouble in parts of the body, whether it's the nervous system, it's the bowels, or whatever else. It's the same principle, so we don't differentiate with NESS whether the person has neurological problems or some other kind of problems. All of it boils down to misinformation, and all we're concerned about is removing the misinformation and then seeing what happens. I suspect a lot happens with Parkinson's too, but I cannot claim that, and I don't have direct experience with that.
So as I understand it, this is a new technology. We don't have substantive research to indicate what the results are. We certainly don't have results for people who currently experience Parkinson's symptoms. But the theory is sound, and the idea certainly is quite fascinating. So if people who are listening really require that there be substantial evidence that this is an effective strategy, this is clearly probably not something that they might want to pursue. However, if a person out there is listening and their intuition tells them that this is really something that might be the answer for them in the long run, then clearly it seems to me it would be advisable to at least have some additional conversations with Margaret Wilson to explore whether or not this is an option you might want to pursue for yourself. To me, Margaret, I have to say, it sounds fascinating. I am enthralled by the theory, by the technology of what you've just begun to be certified to do for people. And I'm very impressed with what this technology is doing. And in fact, the work that you are doing as well, it seems to me it's making a huge, wonderful contribution to many, many individuals. So again, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my website, www.biophototherapyusa.com, and they'll find my phone number, and they can certainly write to me or text me or call me.
And I'm
happy to answer questions, you know.
And could you also spell out that website very, very slowly for listeners?
Mm-hmm. Bio, that would be B-I-O, P as in Peter, H as in Harold, O, T as in Tom, O again, N as in Nancy, T HERAPYUSA.com. Biophototherapyusa.com.
Now, Margaret, is there any question I haven't asked you that I needed to ask you in order to make sure listeners understand exactly what is involved if they want to pursue this therapy for their Parkinson's symptoms?
I would really recommend that they read about the theory of NESS, because it reveals so much about the state of the human body field and the information system that's running the body. And understood in scientific terms, it is an eye-opener. To me, that was one of the things that drew me to NESS as well. In addition to being able to repair people's self-healing ability, but it was also the theory of NESS that explains so much about what's going on in the body. Whether you plan to do the therapy or become a practitioner of the therapy or not, it adds so much to our understanding of how the body works, so that it will inform everything else you do with other modalities and understanding how the body works. So to me, it's a huge contribution to our knowledge. Beyond that, I don't know. There's just so much about it that needs to be understood. I just you know, I can't encourage people enough.
Some listeners may be thinking, well, I do want to get this therapy for myself, but I'm also interested in learning how I could become a certified practitioner. What is involved with that?
I'll tell you, they have this amazing course that is so thorough and so deep and takes actually a very long time to complete, but it's so rewarding. You learn so much in learning this online course. So there's the online course that you will have access to when you sign up as a practitioner, when you purchase the NEST system. And it's, as I said, it's incredibly rewarding to go through all that information. And then at the end of about 6 months, then you have an opportunity to attend an actual live training, which is about 4 days. And in the course of doing the course, you know, the online course, there are a lot of case studies you have to write up, and there's a lot of tests and self-assessment questions and so on. So there's a lot to do. It's not just reading. So in the process of doing all that, you're learning a great deal. So, it's fabulous. It's just amazing. So if you have any questions, you can certainly call me and I can tell you more about it. But there's quite a bit involved. And then once you complete your coursework and attend your class, then you become certified, which I have just recently done.
Well, how fascinating. And then could you give listeners just a ballpark figure of the cost that might be involved? It sounds like it's pretty extensive, but what would a person
have to
be willing to commit?
Mm-hmm. It would be $15,000.
$15,000 for sort of the total package of the technology live thing.
Yeah.
Which I just might add is quite a bit less than becoming a biontologist. that may sound like a lot of money to some listeners, but to actually be a person who does the biontology, it's significantly more than $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Margaret Wilson, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to explain to us this NES health technology. I have been sitting on the edge of my chair every day, eager to learn more about it myself, as you could probably tell from my questions about how does it work and how much does it cost, because I find myself enthralled about actually getting this as a technology I want to use for myself. And I hope those of you who are listening, if you're so called or drawn to pursue this and begin getting some experience with it, be sure to let us know the progress of how it's going for you so that we can spread the word. And again, I just want everybody to know that, yes, this is a new technology. Yes, people in the Parkinson's community don't know about it. And, yes, we're introducing this as a possibility today. In theory, it sounds like it's a fantastic approach. It's the way healing ought to actually unfold. And so I strongly encourage those of you who are listening, if you are so called, to take action, to begin seeing how this actually works, to get some treatments, and let me know how it's actually proceeding. So, Margaret Wilson, on behalf of thousands of listeners of the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to give us such a beautiful explanation of this new and exciting technology in ES Health.
Thank you so much.
And that's what's happening on the shores of, you guessed it, the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are listening to this radio show interview today, that you indeed are on the road to recovery. Stay tuned for this Friday when I have an amazing interview with host Dr. Tom O'Brien, who is going to be discussing what he has discovered makes a huge and significant difference to the ability of persons who have Parkinson's symptoms be able to reverse those symptoms when you get to know just a little bit about what is involved with autoimmune disease and how that affects the neurological system. So I look forward to connecting with you this coming Friday, 12 noon Pacific time. May you have a magnificent, holiday week. Good day.